Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
It's Christmas!
Computer. Christmas 1989 was the greatest Christmas ever. Wasn't it?
It was. Yes, it was. Although my childhood years in the army, I'm now an 18-year-old man.
Oh, my God. I was only 16. I'm literally still a pubescent boy.
I've been a man for 3 months.
that's weird.
End of my childhood. My family had got the... not the tradition. It's what they do is... Once you hit 18, therefore, no trap, not a child anymore. Your big pile of toys now becomes what one present you want for Christmas?
A toothbrush.
Mm. Like for birthdays and stuff. Yeah.
Do you remember what you got? Do you remember then what you got?
It would have been clothes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my mum always did everything to monetary value. There was three of us, we got exactly the same cost of presents. Yeah. If I got a T-shirt for £25, 40 pence, then my brother and sister had to have something for £25 and 40 pence. And if she bought something for £25, we'd give them the £25 present and 40 pence.
Oh.
Everything had to be exact.
Yeah, I mean, 89, I'm banging to me football at this point. I would have seen, you know, obviously Hillsborough happened that year, massive for us as Liverpool fans and for the football and world, as you know, and all that. I was at Anfield when Arsenal won the league in that May. This next season, 89-90, is Liverpool winning their last league title. And it's, you know, the last great Liverpool team that is a little bit older. There's cracks starting to appear. I still think because I always remember the video, the Liverpool, the team of the decade.
Oh yeah,
and they win the league, obviously, and Liverpool win the league again, and this team shows no sign of stopping. What will the 90s hold for this great team? We've just signed Nigel Clough. We're back. We're back. It's a new Kenny. So 89. Again, I've said a few times, this might be the year I got me yellow bike. I was 16. Because the picture of me, I've got one picture, because I've got no pictures of my childhood because I don't see them. But there was a book was made for me 21st birthday of pictures, and there's a picture of me on a yellow bike in them pictures. And it could be, it's very much, it might be 89 when I actually got that yellow mountain bike.
Okay.
And that's all that, it's me. Gangly, like your Matt is now.
Yeah.
Growth spurt. He's bigger than his body, basically. That's what I was like. I was like a fucking praying mantis. And yeah. I'm on this bike and I'm like, if my ma had had me way, I would have had a crash helmet on and knee pads and elbow pads. Because I always remember my brother wanted to be a skateboarder. So she got him a skateboard. Fantastic. But that skateboard, he had to go down the Albert Dock with a crash helmet on, knee pads and elbow pads on. He never skateboarded again.
Mum, this is what the cool kids do.
Yeah. So, yeah, 89. Very, very hard to... Well, no, I've got memories. I've got memories that are triggered by maybe... Like the album, the Christmas album, number one. Specifically, that triggers memories. I've got a little story about that one.
See, it's the same what I've just what I said on the last podcast there. 18, I was working from the age of 18, 17. So I was earning money. So same thing. When I wanted something, I'd just go and buy it.
Yeah.
Especially at that time, because I had no bills, I had no outgoing. So the wage I was getting in was just all mine. So if I wanted to go and buy a stereo system, I'd have to save up a few weeks, but I'd just go and buy myself a stereo system.
Yeah.
If I wanted a new telly for my bedroom, save up a few weeks and just go and buy it.
Yeah, I'm just looking through stuff. Yeah. You're right. But I'm a 16-year-old. I think I was a 15, and I was about to. I always get confused because of my birthday. 73, I was born.
You were after Christmas, right? So you'd have been 15.
Yeah, fucking hell. I'm literally a child. You're well older than me. Right, so where do you want to start? Should we start with the music this time?
Well, let's start where we always start. It was a Monday.
Oh, yeah. It was a Monday, yeah. It was perfect. Now, I remember, I haven't done any work, but this was a white Christmas. I remember it being icy. Off the top of my head.
Take your word for it.
I don't know. We've done the work on that bit. We might be dropping that bit from the show, to be honest. It's fucking hard.
I just took a gulp of orange juice and then sprayed my computer.
Yes, it was a Monday, which is, you know, in our line of work, you might have had the weekend off, and then you've got 2 days off, Christmas Boxing Day. So a nice short week when you go back to work. Perfect. So we'll start with the albums again, yeah?
We didn't actually start with the albums on the last one, EMF. We started on TV.
Oh, did we? Okay, right. Let's get TV up. Right. So Christmas Eve, TV. I need to write on these so that I know. Right. Heart of Gold, 5 past 5.
Heart of Gold.
Presented by Esther Ranson.
Oh, yeah.
So I vaguely remember it. People in the community have done wonderful things.
Yeah.
And all that type of stuff. 5:50, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of Dawn, of the Dawn Treacher, The Final Enchantment Must Be Broken, The Greatest Adventure of All. Now, in 89, it's only half an hour long, this thing. So it must have been like a TV show, obviously, or a cartoon even.
It's still going. I mean, the Narnia Chronicles and that's still...
Yeah, but the films
new film
now,
comes
aren't
a couple
they?
Of years,
but and they were Disney for a very, very short time as well. I think they sold them on. I don't know, but 6:20, the news with Chris Lowe and the weather. 6:35, Songs of Praise celebrates. Well, this would have been a Sunday night, Christmas Eve. Songs of Praise celebrates Christmas at Warwick Castle.
Warwick.
Warwick Castle. And then Bish Bash Bosh, 7:15, Telly Addicts.
Oh, absolutely adore Telly Addicts.
With Noel Edmonds, with Spike Milligan, Jessica Martin, don't know who that is, Barbara Windsor, Barbara Babs, Barry Cryer.
Oh, Barry Cryer, yeah.
George Layton, don't know who that is, and Chris Tarrant. It says Lisa Goddard and Graham Garden as well. Don't know who Graham Garden is. Maybe he did gardening. I don't know. Ever Decreasing Circles, 7:45. We love this in our house. It was...
Is that about the married couple?
Yeah, Richard Pryor's and Penelope Wilton. She's the one in Ever Decreasing Circles. She's the mum out of that. Who's the podcaster who goes on Netflix now? Ricky Gervais's show about his wife dying and on Netflix, which is a fucking sob all the way through. She's the one who sits on the bench.
Oh yeah.
Yes, she was the husband, and in ever decreasing circles, the next door neighbour was always trying to get off of her, wasn't he?
Yeah, I've just had a look on Google. Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah. Don't watch that fucking Netflix show if you're feeling a bit sad. Oh my God. Then the news with Martin Lewis. Then 9/25, 1986 film Legal Eagles, starring Robert Redford. Oh, Redford. And Deborah Winger. Deborah Winger. She's someone famous, isn't she?
Yeah, she's an actress. Who's in that film, Legal Eagles?
Never heard of it. Never watch it. Never will. And then 11:20 p.m. midnight mass of the Nativity from the Church of the Most Holy Redeer Conaty Monastery in West Belfast. Do your West Belfast accent.
Or to be sure. That is. You do know Deborah Winger. She was the woman out of Officer and a Gentleman.
No, I've never seen it.
Never seen an Officer and a Gentleman?
No. Never seen it. Never will! I've seen some fella in a suit carrying some woman. But yeah. I've never seen the film.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers!
And then the 1970 film, 12:20 a.m. Love Story. Ali McGraw, Ryan O'Neill, and Ray Milband. Don't know who that, none of them are. Right. Christmas Day, BBC One. Noel's Christmas Presents.
Oh, yeah.
Now, these are
on Tower, isn't he?
Yeah, these are all on the YouTube. I actually tried to watch one the other day. It's fucking cringeworthy. Top Flight Time Machine Patreon package does deep dives on Noel and his 1980s. They've just finished the Concorde. Remember he went on Concorde?
Oh.
Vaguely. Yeah. So, yeah. Then that was only an hour. Christmas Comedy Cracker Porridge. Repeat, which still amazes me that 1989 putting a 70s sitcom on Porridge, Disturbing the Peace. Porridge is classic, as you
don't
know.
Go wrong with Porridge.
12:30, Dad's Army, repeat. My Brother and I, fucking hell, mate. I mean, this is almost the greatest Christmas ever. 10:10 in the afternoon, Some Mothers Do Have Them. Jessica's First Christmas. Now, when I've been listening back to our old shows, we talk about Some Of Us Do Have Them from a 70s episode, and then you reference that they come back in for comic relief or something.
Yeah.
And Jessica is like the mum now, or she's a grown-up daughter and all this now. And
off the top of my head, I think she was ice skating for some reason.
Yeah, it's weird.
Then
2:00, top a Christmas Top of the Pops. A review of the chart topping records from 1989, presented by Jackie Brambles, Bruno Brooks, and Gary Davis.
Oh, little Bruno Brooks. Remember him?
He always looked like he had a little hand and a big fod.
He just gone into hiding because he was another nonce.
Oh, don't say that. Not about Bruno Brooks.
Everybody was on Top of the Pops, nonsense.
Oh, I know, yeah, but not Bruno. Not Bruno. Not my Bruno. 3:00, the Queen speaks to the Commonwealth. Then 3:15, fucking 15 minutes. Bread, the Boswell Christmas stocking, filled with fun, sadness, and surprises. Imagine that, Christmas Day, the whole of the country is watching Scousers, and the narrative and the presentation of the Scousers is that they're all on the fucking dole,
yeah.
And they're all on the me, and they're all scamming each other.
Yeah.
No wonder we're called fucking robbers and everything.
Yeah. Everybody watch this program about how horrible Scousers are.
Yeah, but it is classic. 405, Only Fools and Horses, The Jolly Boys Outing. Is that the coach trip one where they go on holiday?
Go to France? Margate? No.
Or was it Margate?
I think it was Margate, yeah.
Oh, sad times. 5:30, News with Jill Dando.
Oh, Jill Dando.
And Michael Fish.
No.
Oh, mate. 5:35, The Russ Abbott Christmas Show.
Oh, I can imagine you sat there in your pyjamas watching that.
Oh, mate.
Sing Atmosphere, Russ.
Yeah. Well, we weren't talking to your nan and granddad by this point. Not, yeah, 1989 is probably the year I blacked out the rest of my life because my granddad got me them tickets for the Arsenal game. And then my mum and dad fell out with them. And we did, I didn't see my nan and granddad then for another fucking 7 years.
Yeah.
And then I seen my nan about 2 months before she died. Sad times. Guest star Les Dennis featuring Bella Emberg, Sherry Hewson, Tom Bright, and Michael Stainton.
They had Les Dennis down as a guest. I thought he was a regular.
Les Dennis and Dustin G. R.I.P. So we would have been a pity party. Your mate's died. He's died of a massive heart attack. We'll give you a guest slot. I know, yeah, but I used to be like headlining with you. I know, yeah. But unless you can get his ghost, you can't. Okay. Dustin G. Aw.
Bella Emberg, he used to do Cooperman and Blunder Woman, didn't he?
Yeah.
Love that act.
6:15, Crocodile Dundee, 1986.
That's not a knife.
That's a knife. He's still knocking around, isn't he? But have you seen him now?
No. Well, he looks like leather, does he?
He's so wrinkly now. And Linda Kowalowski, didn't he end up knobbing her?
I think they're married, really.
I think they ended up married. And I want to say they're still married. I might be making it up.
Don't know.
Don't know, don't care. Oh, you got in there first. 7:50, Agatha Christie's Miss Marple, A Caribbean Mystery. Where's all the lilt gone? Somebody's stolen the lilt. 9:40 p.m. in Sickness and in Health.
Well, that's still going in 89.
Yeah.
But that racist one, Warren, what's his face?
Well, this is the thing. I've been listening to other podcasts, and in Sickness and in Health wasn't necessarily racist. He was setting up and making racists look bad. It wasn't a comedy about him being a racist. It was a comedy about highlighting how bad.
So making him look bad.
Yeah. So it was all, it's like Blazing Saddles isn't a racist film. It's highlighting racism and making the racists look foolish and stupid and small. And that's what he was doing. So he was ahead of his time. Oh, that's what I heard anyway. On the grapevine.
Or was that what they said when they got a load of backlash? No, you don't understand.
You maybe. 10:10, Jill Dando is back again. Oh. Now, 10:20 film clockwise.
Oh, Uncle E's.
I went to film show place. I went to pictures to watch this with Stuart Holland. And I think this is the one. Is he a head teacher? And he's very particular on timekeeping, and his whole day goes off the cliff because his car breaks down or something, and he fucking flips out. Basically, he's playing Basil Fawlty.
I'm not 100% sure I've seen it, but all the same cast from A Physical Wonder.
I don't think so. But I know where you're coming from. Penelope Wilton. She's in it. I think she was like one of the students. I don't know. I think it's him with a sixth form student trying to get to somewhere and everything goes wrong off the top of my head. 11:55, Christmas epilogue, The Word Made Flesh.
No.
No. 12 o'clock film, Key Largo, 1948, starring Humphrey Bogart. No, never seen it, never will. And for some reason I didn't do ITV, but it doesn't really matter, does it? In the grand scheme of things.
No, not in the slightest. But I would have probably seen The Only Fools and Horses. That would have been advertised weeks before, saying it's coming, and everyone would have all been hyped like that. The Rough Sabbath Show and A Noel's Christmas Presents.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a little more, so I always cried at that.
As an 18-year-old man.
Yeah, I'd cry at it now.
Yeah, but now you're like, you're a middle-aged, you've got life experience, you've had real life dramas touch you and all that. I don't think I'd have, I would have, oh, bye Shelly Belly, beautiful baby.
That's 2 days away.
I would have buzzed my tits off back in the day.
Yeah.
I would have laughed. Because you're immature, aren't you? And you're a bit of a... But I know where you, like, but your mum and dad would be sitting there sobbing. Well, yeah, it was, yeah. I'm not belittling the plight of the 80s generation people. But I was, like, too young and too immature to you know, who cares about Ethiopia? It's just a boss song. Do you know what I mean? It's only now when you know, if I watch that news now, that news footage now, I'd be in floods.
Yeah.
But then I was just too young, a bit of a deal.
This is a famous part of when he did Live Aid, where Michael Burke came on and he did the film piece, didn't he? And it showed all the starving kids and everything. And like flies landing in their eye and all stuff like that, and the bloods and bellies. Yeah. And like there was a massive peak of donations just after that, wasn't it?
And then, well, that's because Bob Geldof was standing on a mountain of bodies singing, "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." too soon. Right, what's next?
Movies.
Go on then, lad. 1989. Right. It's gotta be a banger.
Oh my God, it was a boss year for movies. So these weren't all necessarily December showings, but this is just what came out this year. You had obviously Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson, and Kim Bassett in the first big budget comic book movie, Batman.
Yeah, changed everyone's lives, that film. Everyone's
Absolutely
lives.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I was still a Superman kid.
You say that on one of the old episodes. That's amazing.
Did I?
Yeah.
I was always Superman. Superman was my childhood hero, although the Batman movie was amazing. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Massive, yeah.
Hear No Evil.
Yeah, that was them on the way out, wasn't it? That was them on the way down. They'd had the peak of the 90s. They were a bit older. It wasn't as funny as the other stuff, but it was still funny. Yeah.
Tom Hanks in The Burbs.
Oh, yeah. I had that bus stop on my wall. I had that bus stop poster, yeah. Yeah.
When Harry Met Sally, you've already said you weren't keen on that.
Never seen it, never will.
Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner.
Oh, I only got into that film with Kerry. That's Kerry's all-time favourite film.
Build it and they will come.
Suck it and I will come.
Ooh. Jean-Claude Van Damme's Kickboxer. That's the poster I had on my wall.
No, never seen it. I would. Never seen it. I love blowing your mind. Never seen it.
And Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Overrated.
Yeah,
the Halloween Horror Night show is better than the films.
Yeah. Born on the 4th of July, Tom Cruise.
Seen it once. It's Vietnam, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yeah, love it. Looking forward to the new one. I don't mind the Crystal Skull. Bite me.
Timothy Dalton in 007, License to Kill.
You got a license. Gladys Knight, isn't it?
Gladys
you got
Knight.
A license to kill.
With
yeah. Cocktail. Cocktail.
I'm confused again.
You know what I'm going to say?
I've never seen it because I'm a blade.
I've never seen it, but I wouldn't mind watching it because I do like Tom Cruise.
Hi, Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimate
told you.
Christmas.
Yeah, I've told on some podcast somewhere, I was listening to it recently, Steve taped that for me over the wall on a video.
Yeah. And Rain Man. Tom Cruise again.
Done a fart. I've seen that film
once. 124.
All the autistic people are all flipping the lids now. Button walls and that. Sorry, boys. Right. And girls.
So that was through the year. But if you happen to go to the cinema Christmas week, on Christmas week, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Classic.
Back to the Future 2.
Classic.
Ghostbusters 2.
Classic. I had the bus poster.
Tango and Cash.
Yeah.
Stallone and the fella.
Stallone and a $20 bill.
Dream Team. Dream Michael Team. Keaton and Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, don't know that one.
And Uncle Buck.
Oh.
What a shot. Oh, what a movie. And Earth Girls Are Easy. Goldblum and Curdy and.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey,
wasn't that? Yeah. He was the other fellow, wasn't he? Jim Carrey. Like The Mask.
Jim Carrey, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was one of his first fucking roles then. Because The Mask, I want to say The Mask's about 94. And that was like his breakthrough film. So this must have been a shit film.
Yeah, so that's the movies you could have gone and seen if you went to the cinema. A little Christmas treat.
Yeah, I would have gone and seen most of them, to be fair. Apart from the ones I didn't go and see.
Well, obviously, going on to toys as the next topic.
Oh, go on.
Back that, you know, Back to the Future and Ghostbusters and all then, that's heavily influenced what was on Christmas lists this year.
Yeah, the Argos catalogue is on some cases now in majority. The stuff we used to get for free has gone behind a paywall now and has been limited viewing. They've monetized the Argos catalogue.
Yeah, they've obviously seen we're getting loads of hits here on people coming to see old Argos catalogues. Well, let's make a quick buck out of it.
Yeah, so we literally got back together last week and said, let's do this again. So I said, well, we need to get some new content out. We haven't done a lot of homework for these two episodes. We just want to get the feed up and running, get people listening again. So we're going to work on it and see what we can find out. So I just literally this morning just typed in toys from 1989, UK. I was specific on UK. I presume you've got some, because I've got a couple of little ones.
Well, like I say, they're heavily influenced on the movie themes. You've got the Ghostbusters, all the Batman stuff. Ninja Turtles are still big from years before. Sega Mega Drive 16-bit system was out.
Genesis Game in Boy. America, for the American listeners. The Game Boy, that launched in 89. Yeah. Massive. I never had one.
Me neither. Sega Mega Drive I did have, but I'd actually gone out and got myself.
Well, my brother got the Mega Drive, and I'm not saying he got it in 89. He might have got it in 90, when it had been out a year. I can't remember, obviously. But he did have one. Streets of Rage! So I found, I don't know if you can see that, I didn't share this in our little group. That is a real Ghostbusters toilet.
Okay, yeah.
From the real Ghostbusters, Fearsome Flush by Kenner Toys, 1989, supernatural ghost horror comedy. And the toilet has got a mouth.
Yeah.
And the system.
Tongue sticking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can buy that now on Etsy for $16.50. A rare find. So someone's selling that on Etsy now.
Probably buy it new for £3.
And then, as you say there, for £12, it doesn't have the figure. It's just a fucking cardboard.
Oh, on the
of the
Nazi.
Batman, yeah, of the Batman figure for Michael Keaton.
What's the card? It's
Yeah,
Batman.
That's boss, that, isn't it? And then the last, oh no, oh yeah, there was the other one, the Game Boy.
Oh yeah, the Game Boy was massive, wasn't it?
Yeah, so like we would have been getting into our music by now and everything wouldn't be big style.
Yeah.
You know, I had the Ghostbusters 2 album, which was Bobby Brown. It's a fucking boss album. Various
Yeah.
things like that.
Scanning through the Argos catalogue here. I mean, all the things that we spoke about in previous years are still massive. The Tommy, you know, the Sky, what do you call it, Sky 3D or something? You know, the games you held up to your
Oh,
eyes.
Yeah. Somebody had one of them. I think it was.
Trying to get to what board games got out. Loads of Lego, Technic Lego, Scalextrics. But have a Scalextric?
Yeah, I want to say we did. The shit.
Yeah, I had a TCR, Total Control Racing, where it just ran on a silver band. So the slots of the car didn't have to fit into the track. You know, the groove just ran on an electric strip.
Yeah, the swap. Shit.
Yeah, I know.
Because they take hours to set up. Do you know what? The shit as a 49-year-old man, as a kid, probably fucking loved them. But as a dad, you've got to set them up.
Yeah.
And then it takes
and
up
the
whole
room. And
then
the kid loses interest after 15 minutes.
Yeah. And then you've got to step over it for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you try and get them racing. And then when you beat them, they flip out.
Yeah. You've got to be a good kid and let them win.
Yeah, yeah. But
I'm just having a look how much the Ghostbusters figures were. So the Peter Venkman or the Winston or the Ray, £3.75 each.
Oh, that's cheap. So you can get the cardboard back in now for £12.50.
Yeah, you're right. You took forever to set them up and you lose interest after 20 minutes.
Which is sad.
So what game we got? Pong Man, Screwball Scramble, Dark Alert, Mr. Pop. All classics. These all came up years before, but they're still going strong. Hungry Hippos, Mousetrap, Guru.
The Batman game, we've talked about that. The Batman game on the Amiga was phenomenal. It was the same as the RoboCop game, basically.
Yeah.
Same skin, just different. The same engine, different skin. Let's crack on. Let's get on to the music.
Let's do this.
Okay, so I'll start with the albums, and again I'll do the top six. Get a Life, Soul to Soul. Everyone knows the song. I had that song on 7-inch single. I never had the album. Number five, Dear Jesse by Madonna. Oh, hold on.
No, the singles, aren't you?
They're the singles. Right. Number five in the album chart. The Road to Hell, Chris Rea. What an album.
Yeah.
What an absolute banger. The opening two tracks of that album is just phenomenal. Anyway, yeah. Holding Back the River, Wet, Wet, Wet. Number four. Kerry had all these albums because she was into Wet, Wet, Wet. We went and seen Wet, Wet, Wet with Jews. Things you do when you're in love.
I smoked at the time, so I think I spent more time outside smoking.
I started smoking as well that day. Foreign Affair by Tina Turner. This was Tina Turner at her height. You know, yeah, simply the best and all that.
Yeah,
I'm guessing some Tina Turner fans sending me hate mail now.
Yeah, I can imagine probably the earlier stuff they might say was better.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, but the 80s. I mean, she's still touring now, isn't she?
Did she ever come back because of Mad Max, or was she already still big then? Had her popularity dwindled, and then Mad Max made her big again. Was
maybe.
It Thunderdome she was
in? Thunder number three, yeah, I think so. Jive Bunny, the album. Now, I loved Jive Bunny. I had all the singles of Jive Bunny. No, I did.
Only brought out one song. Every song sounded the same.
Nobody did sound the same, yeah. But I had every single one. And there's, you know, obviously when they stopped being famous, because it was a small window of time, it was like 2 years maybe. If you go and type in Jive Bunny, there's fucking loads.
Yeah, well, they monopolised, not monopolised, but they cast in on the sampling. Everyone was sampling, weren't they? Sampling was becoming big.
So that's the number two album for Christmas week. And then the number one album, but seriously, Phil Collins. What a banger. And again, I've told this story. I was doing Ian McGlinty's Paper Round Forum one day. And I had my bike. Joining the dots up. And I found a fiver on somebody's path. So I pocketed the fiver and I got on my bike and I was going to ride to the new Asda that had opened up down the road to buy the But Seriously album on LP. Mm-hmm. And as I was riding there, I got a puncture and I had to spend the fiver to go and get the wheel fixed.
Well, luckily enough, he still got to number one without your purchase.
So, I've listened to this album recently because I do say on the old episodes, I'm going to listen to every Christmas album that's number one. And I have listened to this album recently. It sort of has stood the test of time, but it's a bit preachy.
It was massive at the time. It was number one. Where have I got it here? 50. So it went to number one on the 2nd of December. And it stayed at number one the 17th of March, 15 weeks.
Yeah.
But apart from 1 week, when it slipped to number two, when the second Pistons album came out.
Oh.
Pistons went to number one for a week and then went straight back out and Phil Collins took over again. It was number one from 2nd of December to the 17th of March, barring 1 week.
It was a massive album. But I remember Keith Anna doing I Wish It Would Rain Down. He did a mix, him and Jeff Owen did a mix on this tape with this song, and he put a crowd cheering at the end of it. And it was, you know, dead amateurish, but it was just boss.
Yeah,
it's just little things like that, but it's a boss album.
Yeah, I Wish It Was Rain Down. And the other standout, Another Day in Paradise.
Oh, I hate that song now. I hate it.
It won the Brit Award for Song of the Year, didn't it?
Yeah. And it's just a preachy song, isn't it, though? And it was done in the 90s, wasn't it, in the early 90s by
A remix version.
Yeah, by some band, whatever.
Andy Flip.
Maybe.
Andy Flip, I think.
Something like that. Just a bit did, fucking... Yeah,
the 12
inch. Oh, I bet you did. That's what she said.
On the Christians.
Yeah.
You know, why they were called the Christians? I love this little bit of fact. I've known this for years, and I always hit someone with it when we talk about Christians.
Oh, go on then.
You know, why they were called the Christians?
Because they were Catholic.
There's three brothers in the band, and they're Christian, and their surname was Christian.
Yeah.
And the other guy, I think he was the... I don't know where he got. He was either guitar or drums or something. He joined from Kingston upon Hull, and his name was Priestman, sort of Christiany. His middle name was Christian.
Weird. Good job they weren't called the Gobshite.
That's the forum will have Christian in the name.
That's weird. That. Go.
That's a little...
Imagine getting a band of Craigs and calling us the Craigs. The Bellends. Right, so the songs, right. So here we go. This makes sense now. Get a Life, Soul to Soul, number six. I had this single.
The CD, because this was when I was clubbing from 88. So Soul to Soul was massive in my life.
Okay. Then Dear Jesse, number five.
The album.
I can't remember. I know of the song. It was a different style from Madonna.
Elephants and lemonade, hairdressy, head soft and like lullaby.
Yeah. Then Donald Where's Your Trousers, Andy Stewart, 1989. I had that single, you know I did.
Yep.
Oh, I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm no very big and I'm awful high. The dusty day when I go by, Donald Where's Your Trousers. I listened to it the other week in my car, driving, chuckling to myself. Jason Donovan, PWL, When You Come Back to Me, was number three. Can't remember it, but you know the sound instantly because it was PWL.
Yeah.
Number two, Let's Party by Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers. This year for Christmas, Jive Bunny were basically Everton.
But this music, people were buying this music to get ready for the Christmas parties and New Year parties when, because it was all, it was music that kids could listen to and granny as well, because it was all sampled from 70s to 60s.
And it had been number one. It was taken off number one by this next one. Do They Know It's Christmas by Band Aid 2.
Yeah.
So Band Aid 2 was all the people who weren't good enough to get on Band Aid 1.
Geldof wanted to bring it back out to get more money, didn't he? But he couldn't be arsed doing it himself. So he got in touch with Waterman, Peter Waterman.
Yeah.
And said, can you guys do a new version? Can you guys produce a new version of this? I'll hand over the reins. It's your baby. You go and take it away and do something with it.
But in them 5 years, the culture, the pop scene, from 84 to 89, and I think you're going to read out a list now of the people who are in it. It's so different in them 5 years. Yeah. So different.
Because everyone who was in Band Aid 1, all iconic. You'd say were massive, even
legends,
today.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
go on.
I never got them all. These were just standouts. You got Kylie and Jason.
Yeah,
so with it being Peter Waterman, obviously, so he's getting his own little acting. Sonia's
got to be in it.
Songbird.
Yeah,
Cliff Richard.
Yeah, well, he was on PWL for a bit. He got signed by Stock Aitken and Waterman.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
Lisa Stansfield, Jean Somerville, Wet.
Yeah,
Bros.
Yeah, I'm sure Big Fun are on there somewhere.
Big Fun.
I'm sure Paul McCartney's on it, but don't quote me on that.
No, I don't think he has. Never saw his. You thinking of Ferry Across the Maze?
No, I just got a little. I'm totally wrong. Just shoot me down, stupid lad. Just shoot me down. But I'm sure Paul McCartney is in that video.
I'm going to say he's not, because I looked at what was actually wasn't on it. It would have been there. Only two, actually, there's only two people. We're in the original.
Oh, top fact, Doc. Let's try and have a guess.
It's going to throw you out because
you're Banarama.
You fucking nonce.
Well, they got signed by PWL as well.
No, what I was going to say was it's a bit of a span in the way, because you think it'd be three, but one of them had left.
Yeah. So and they got. They hoovered up a few acts, PWL, because they were huge. Cliff Richard, that's why I always say it was a good job fucking John Lennon got murdered when he did, because John Lennon could have been doing fucking PWL songs like Cliff Richard was.
Too many broken hearts in the world.
Yeah, he's the Beatles on PWL. Oh my God. So Bananarama's one. The other one.
No, that was it. That was it. The two girls from Bananarama.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sound, yeah. Yeah.
So there's sort of been three of them, but one of them left the year before.
Well, one went to go and be Shakespeare's sister, didn't she? She got replaced by somebody, but there was a period where there were two of them. And I think, Bananarama's still torn out. I don't know if they go round as a four piece. I don't know. This is this for me. I didn't have this single. Fucking pointless. But
no.
It's not the Chris. It's not the version that's on any of the other. And I hate the new one. The new one. There's like a third one or a fourth one with Chris Martin on and all them. And they get, I think the little girl who's in the video of Band Aid, the original one, turns up because she's a woman and she didn't die. And she comes in and high fives everyone and all that, something like that, anyway.
But when they do a re-release, the biggest person or the biggest ego wants to do the Bono part, don't they?
Yeah.
I want to do Bono's line.
Yeah, that'll be Nick. We do a podcast version. It's Christmas. I sing it. You know what? I'm driving my train. It's one of the few songs where I know every lyric to, because we bought the video of the original 84 and it had the video on it, but it had a making of. So before the music video comes on, it had the making of, and you see all these fucking huge 84 celebrities going in, all standing there singing into the microphone.
George Michael.
Yeah. And we all just come together for the African people. And then it goes, fades out, and then the pop video comes on. We had that video. We bought that video. And that was the one. All the others can fuck off.
Yeah. But I think this one, I haven't listened to it, so this one, and he put in a load of the news footage in it. Mixed, you know, Michael Burke talking.
Yeah,
I'll have to listen to it.
Yeah,
so all the lines were the same. They didn't really change any of the lines, did they? But I think just put some of Michael Burke talking in it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So there's the music. What's next? I'm just getting the number generator ready.
Let's see. I think we're on to our cracker joke.
Oh, okay. Oh, fucking hell. Catch me with my pants down.
I'll give you mine. Then you're ready.
Go on, then.
I'm trying to see another topic. Well, it's topical. It's probably, you know, 2 years old now. What is Piers Morgan's favourite Christmas song?
I'm a cunt.
We're walking off on air.
Bellend. I fucking hate him. What did Santa do when he went speed dating?
Oh, I don't know. What did he do?
He pulled a cracker.
That's your best so far.
Right. Random number generator.
We've got having two, yeah?
Yeah. So we've got 1952 to 2021, because we've done 2022. We know that for a fact. So if I can ask you, Mr. Miller, do you have access to your phone?
Yeah.
Can you get the podcast app up and get the It's Christmas feed up? Because that's got all the years there that we've already done.
All right, okay.
So I'm going to... It's all on the computer here, look. You can see it there, so it's not a fix.
Okay, bear with me.
It's Christmas.
Website.
Right. So I'm pressing the button. The first one is, I think we've had it. 1954.
Let me have a look. 59. Yeah, we've done 54.
Okay, generate again. Oh, it's just give us 1954 again. That's a fucking bust. Ah, okay. I think we've had 1984.
Oh, that definitely rings the bell. Let's have a look. 85. 80.
Oh, go on.
No, we haven't done 84.
Oh, 84 is the greatest year I was alive. Downhill. It was downhill. So 1984 is next. And then the second one for June.
Oh, 2006.
2006.
Keep. No, go on.
Yeah. Look for us on the Twitters. Look for us on the emails. They're in the show notes. So go ahead then.
Keep the change, you filthy animal. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Snow is lying on the ground, and in the air the sleigh bells sound. The frosty patterned window pane, it's British summertime again.
No, it's not! It's Christmas!
Yes, Christmas, and old children wait for hoofbeats on the roof. But this year's stockings won't be filled. There's been a mighty goof. Yes, this year there's no peace on earth, nor food and gifts abundant. For Father Christmas has been sacked, and his gnomes are all redundant.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.